Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Shedeur Sanders, the mime. Mike, when I first saw this video, I go, oh, okay, I must have muted the tab. Oh, I got to turn the volume up on my laptop here. He's saying things without any sounds coming out. He won't answer questions. What the hell is this?
It was one of the more bizarre media engagements I've ever seen. I mean, look, you got to separate, like when the Ryan Leaf, you know, leave me alone. You got to separate that stuff. Those are meltdowns. This was a bizarro world approach. But again, Jim, this is my problem. At what point? See, I don't have a nuanced way to say this. So can I just talk plain to you like we're at dinner together? That's what a podcast is supposed to be. Jim, at what point do we just call a spade and go, this guy's an asshole? We do it in the real world all the time. Like, you're an asshole. Like, it just, I'm not asking for Dan Orlovsky to go on ESPN and do that and get fired. I'm saying you can just say wholly unacceptable, immature, validates why you fell in the draft. And you know what? Here's the next level. This is where you may call me out, not only because your hair looks better than mine today, but also this is the boomer in me. I blame his father. Mm. You know, we are who we are. Like, people may not like my approach on radio of how I'm acerbic towards teams. I don't like owners. I want to win at all costs, right? But when we're talking about who we are as people, all right? Like, I think I live a good life, and I treat the people who treat me well, I treat them well. Like, I am a byproduct of my parents and my father. Forget the performative nature of what we do for a living. We're talking about who we are. When I see Shedeur, I just can't escape. Yeah, you were raised by a con artist. You were sheltered. You were spoiled. Your dad went out there and basically told everybody, I mean, my kid ain't playing for you. My kid's only playing for four or five teams. My kid's best QB in the draft. And what has it turned into? At what point has Shadur showed humility? You know what he should have done out there? Hey, man, it's no secret. I wish I was out there. But we're teammates. We're trying to win games. I'm going to bust my ass to make Dylan better. And if and when my opportunity comes, yeah, I believe I can help this team win. Why would that be so hard to say versus that mime routine? I lost it.
I don't know what message he was trying to send. And maybe he wasn't. He's just immature and doesn't know how to handle this. But
well, then where's your father?
Well, and that's why we can do the nature nurture argument. But Mike, this is kind of his whole life, his upbringing. He was a 3-star recruit on 24/7 Sports. Now, the way Deion talks about him, he's a 7-star recruit.
No. He was Bryce Underwood before Bryce Underwood.
Right. He's not 6'5". He doesn't have a howitzer.
No.
He was handed a D1 job by his dad where he got sacked a bajillion times because he has no pocket sense. As a prospect, he was never a first-round pick. Now, teams take guys in the first out of necessity at that position. He did himself no favors with this personality stuff that you're seeing. Like, Mike, you're right. It shouldn't be that hard. I'm competing every day. I wish I was announced the starter. I want to start for this team. I got to put in more work and earn it and win over my coaches. I'm going to keep doing that work. Look, it's boring, but it can be honest. You don't have to do this. I can't talk to the media because it's going to get twisted. I don't know if that's what he was trying to convey, Mike, but I don't know how else to take it.
He was just trying to be cute. And again, you're in the pros, man. I think the weird thing that takes place, and certainly this would be more of a you thing than me because you're more tapped into kind of that social media flow. I had a conversation with somebody who covers the league, and we were just talking about how you know, for them, they always are able to step back and look at the responses to their work, whether it be a report about, let's say, a Shadur Sanders or a team, and how there's this political tribalism that's kind of taken over with football and certain narratives. And it's the idea of, for Shadur, it cuts two ways. He can do no wrong. He can do no right. And there's also a very odd racial undertone to this. This idea of, if you somehow don't like Shadur, you're a racist. No, I just, for Jim, you said it best. If we step back and just go, okay, as a player, does not have prototypical size, does not have an elite arm, does not have elite mobility, and they ran a very simplistic offense where he held the football way too long in college. None of those things are getting you taken in the first round. Then factor in behavioral.
Yeah.
I don't see where any of that's being a hater. It's called living in reality. But again, it was weird. I don't think he did himself any favors. Do I think Dylan Gabriel's any good? Absolutely not. Would I have ever drafted Dylan Gabriel and Shadur? Not in this lifetime or the next. But here we are. I happen to think the Browns are going to win this week.
Well, we'll get to it. It'll be one of the games we hit on.
It's one of the games we will be playing.
I pushed you to play last week.
Jim, the double decker buses outside Parliament, Big Ben, I'm taking you on a tour. You're going to lose in Europe just like me. Come on.
Oh boy. What a friend.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.